This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Health Secretary and former Congressman Tom Price has said he will stop using private jets for travel until investigation is complete over his running up $300,000 in such travel already as Secretary. Despite having additional money thrown at Maine in the latest version of the Graham-Cassidy health care repeal of Obamacare, Senator Collins of Maine indicated she would not vote for the bill, joining McCain and Rand Paul and virtually sealing his defeat. New executive order banning travel includes seven countries, two of them new: Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Chad, North Korea, Iraq, and Venezuela. Supreme Court has canceled oral arguments on earlier Muslim bans, though some lawyers indicate they will sue over this ban as well. Angela Merkel won in the German elections, assuring her ability to remain as chancellor, but her party declined and there were far-right gains. In Germany, many votes for the AfD were cast in protest against 12 years of Merkel's pragmatism about issues like immigration, national identity, and the burdens of the European Union. Dallas Cowboys coach Jason Garrett described a series of meetings between players, coaches, and ownership before the game that led to the entire team and ownership linking arms and taking a knee before the national anthem. The objectives, as much as anything else, were to somehow, some way demonstrate unity and demonstrate equality and do so without involving in any way the national anthem, he said. Former congressman from New York, Anthony Weiner, got 21 months in jail for sending lewd text messages to a 15-year-old girl. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals said that only sick individuals could enjoy watching dogs that cannot touch each other, and the American Kennel Club said that dog fighting should not be displayed in any manner and certainly not as art. Their protests and others were enough to force the Guggenheim Museum to withdraw the works from Chinese artists. Target has raised wages to $11 per hour for the holiday season in order to recruit workers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.